This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by family Vashavsky, Lil Nishmas, Miras, Rivkabas, Shloma, Aleha, Shalom.
Gimel Mal Heshvan, Monday the 7th of October, Rabbi Aaron Springer, going into a hot mikveh on Shabbos.
As we mentioned, the subject, going into a hot mikveh on Shabbos. Now, we start off by explaining, we have various levels of going to mikveh, of tefillah nowadays. The most stringent halachadige in the Torah, all the tefillahs were for tumah and tahara. A person was tumah, and there was a chiyuv to become tohor. Nowadays, all that is basically over, as long as the Beis Mikdash isn't built. Even though we're tumah, we may have various tumas. We may have Tumas Meis, and Tumas Keri, and Tumas Zov, we may have, and Tumas Cheretz, we may have come into contact with various forms of Tumah that obligate us to purify ourselves, but we don't have a Chiyuv, since we don't enter the Beis HaMikdash. The only Chiyuv which has stayed nowadays is Tvilas Noshim. That is a Chiyuv, a woman who is Tomei has a Chiyuv to Tovel herself. The next level of tefillah that we have nowadays is the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Tov, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that Chayev Odom Letayr Atzmoy Beregel, a person should be pure on Yom Tov. It is not a chiyuv like a chiyuv of the tefillah of a woman. It's not that level of chiyuv, but it's certainly brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's the right thing that a person should be pure on Yom Tov and certainly on Yom Kippur, when it comes to the holiest day of the year, a person should be tohor. The next level that we have is the Tvilas Ezra, when a person is Tumas Keri. So, like this. In the time of the Torah, Tvilas Keri was a chiyuv to be tovel only in order to enter the Beis HaMikdosh or to eat kodshim. Then the Chachomim came and said, for the reason explained in Chazal, that they gave an issa to learn Torah and to daven. Issa le Torah u le tefillah, unless one has toveled for Tvilas Keri. That was called Tvilas Ezra. This was a new drabonon diga tefillah, which is not as stringent at all as a tefillah d'oraisa. And the poskim have various leniencies in this Tvilas Ezra. One may, according to a lot of poskim, be tovel in a swimming pool, maim shuvim, for Tvilas Ezra, even though midoraisa it's nothing. But since this is a different kind of tefillah, it was a tefillah called Tvilas Ezra in order that Torah and tefillah should be done in purity, and also one doesn't have to be makbid about hachatzitza to such an extreme extent, and it can be done in a swimming pool, and the other poskim who mentioned even under a shower, if it's done properly, a tisha kabin. It's a different kind of drabonon diga tefillah. A tefillah says it. And the Rabbanon did it, and they gave an issa. There was a certain period where there was an issa to learn Torah and to daven if one hadn't toveled Tvilas Keri. But then the Chachomim saw that their plan had backfired. People, instead of, when they were Tomei, running to the mikveh and then rushing to learn and to daven as they should, they were being misatzel. They were being lazy. They would say, learning, I can't, I'm Tomei. Davening, I'm not supposed to. Chazal said, I'm Tomei. So Chazal said, we never meant that. We never meant that you should be stopping from Torah and Tefillah. We meant to help you learn Torah and Tefillah in purity. You're taking the wrong end of the stick and doing exactly the opposite of what we intended. So Chazal will levatel the Tefillah Ezra. There is no more Tefillah Ezra nowadays. And they were mevatel, but they were mevatel the chiyuv. And we see, Taka, in the earlier poskim, They hardly mention the Tvilas Ezra, since Chazal were mevatel it. However, in the last few hundred years, the poskim seemed to take on, have brought it back, probably as the result of the Kabbalah, because the Mekubalim, since the time of the Arizal, were in Kabbalistic form very stringent about Tevilas Ezra, and it is stated from the Baal Shem Tov that the reason why Shabsai Tzvi arrived where he arrived, he actually converted and Hotzach Gishmat and with several of his followers and came to a terrible end, and it is stated from the Baal Shem Tov because he learned Kabbalah without being tovel for Tevilas Ezra. And if one learns Kabbalah, it says in the Mekubalim, if one learns these elevated inyonim, Kabbalistic inyonim, without doing the proper tevila, it brings apikorsische heretical thoughts. And so we see an increase in the poskim to start again to be makpid on Tevilas Ezra, even though Chazal were mevatel it, but Chazal were only mevatel the chiyuv. But it's certainly a good thing to do. Of course, as a poskim emphasize, it's not the right thing to do. If one is going to be over Zman Krishma or Zman Tefillah, it's certainly not the thing to be makpid on Tevilas Ezra. But whenever possible, the poskim say it's a good thing to purify oneself, and especially nowadays where we have mikvahs on the premises and hot mikvahs, that the poskim emphasize it. That's one form of mikvah. Now, going to a mikvah on Shabbos, the truth is there are three halachic issues. It's hard to call them problems. Three halachic issues in going into a mikvah on Shabbos. One of them is schita. There's another Inyan which is called Tikkun Mone, which is a tolda of Makeh Bepatish. The last melocha that we have is not a specific melocha, such as cutting or shearing or lighting a fire. The last melocha is Makeh Bepatish, finishing off an object, that an unfinished object becomes a finished object. So, the Chachomim said, when a person is Tomei and becomes Tohu, he's actually finishing off. He's finishing himself off. He's making himself into a pure object. And, of course, it's not an Issa Doraisa. The Doraisa, when they said the Issa of Makeh, the Melach of Makeh Bepatish, they were talking about a broken object becoming fixed. They weren't talking about an impure person becoming pure. But the Chachomim made a gezeira. As these amaratzim, someone would be me'oire them, someone would tell them, hey, do you know, you're just doing the finishing touches to that keli, to that object. And they'll say, I didn't know there's a problem. And there can't be a problem, since I saw your uncle, or Beryl, I saw him toveling this morning. Just like he's allowed to finish himself off, he's allowed to become from a Tomine person into a Torah person, I'm allowed to fix this keli. So Chazal said, no Tzvilas on Shabbos. No Tomine person may be Tovel on Shabbos. Then Chazal said, no, there's no problem. Since a person is allowed to, when it's a hot day, is allowed to cool himself off in the river. In those times, let's remember, they didn't have any air conditioning. They didn't have any fans. So what did they do when they were sweltering and perspiring? They used to go in the local river and take a dip. And they weren't finishing off any object with that. So Chazal said, there is no problem. Since the Amoret would say, he's not being tovel. He is not making himself pure. All he is cooling himself off. So Chazal said, since then, there is no problem. It's not mechzei kemesake. There was a time of the Achronim where the Klal Yisrael took on themselves a minig, no washing at all on Shabbos, no going into any, even though it's halachically perfectly permitted. The Klal Yisrael took on themselves an issa, took on themselves an added stringency not to enter any shailas, never to go into, not into a cold shower, not into a cold river, even though it's halachically permitted, just to keep away from it. So then the achronim started waking up and said, if nowadays we don't cool ourselves off at all in a river, then it would be prohibited to tovel in a mikveh. And there was a time when even women did not go to mikveh on Shabbos, since there was no heter anymore of that the Amoretz would attribute it to being to cooling themselves off. But the later achronim, the Mishnah Berura, says we don't have to worry about that. We don't take on that minig anymore so much. And the minig started that women do tovel in a mikveh. So the other inyan that was mentioned before about schite, the Vilna Gaon was extremely stringent in the inyan of schite on Shabbos. Extremely worried if he'll go into the mikveh and he might squeeze his hair together or his beard and be over the issa of schite. So he completely refrained from going into the mikveh on Shabbos. And it is stated, I haven't substantiated it, that the Vilna Gaon, on Shabbos, he didn't learn Kabbalah. He only learnt Gemara, he only learnt Nigla, because he knew the terrible stringency of learning Kabbalah in a state of impurity. And it is stated as soon as it came off the Shabbos, Vilna Gaon immediately went. When he had a Tumas Keri, he went and toved himself into the mikveh, because he was scared about Schita. But most of the poskim we see did not accept this hachok of Schita. We have to emphasize, of course, Schita is an issa. There's no question about it. And every person who does go to mikveh on Shabbos has to be extremely careful not to squeeze his pears, his beard, or his hair, and not to rub himself with a towel. There are various leniencies, just to put a towel on one head to soak up the water. Rav Moshe Feinstein even writes that it's possible to do it on one's beard, but I think I wouldn't know exactly how to do it, because one has to know how to do it. If not, one could be over chas v'shalom the issa of schita. But on one's head, it's permissible to put a towel just to soak up the water. That is not the Vilna Gaon's chiddush in the issa of schita. The issa of schita is an issa from Chazal. What the Vilna Gaon was mechadish, that he kept himself away from going to mikveh in case he would do schita. But we see, especially on Shavuos, various poskim all bring down the great inyan of tovling before the Alois HaShachar. It's brought down in the Shlo, it's brought down in the Yisod Sheresh Avodah, in the Chok Yaakov, they all mention that the Seydis on Shavuos morning after the Tikkun, one goes into the Tvile. And of course one has to be Nizah from Schita, but they didn't accept this Vilna Gaon that one prohibits going to the mikveh completely. That was only the Gaon's chiddush. Now, the main problem that we have nowadays, he said, Tikkun Mona, the Chachonim said, since we can attribute it that he's only going to cool himself off, is permitted on Shabbos. Schita, if a person knows how, can be sure that he'll look after himself and not squeeze his hair or his beard, is also permitted, according to the most of the... How does Tikkun Mona go into hot mikveh? Now we have to talk about the whole concept. There are various... which... hot mikveh has a different problem, as we're going to discuss. In Gezeiros of Chazal, since at the time of Chazal, there weren't hot mikvehs. It wasn't the Seder to be toveled in a hot mikveh at all. People toveled in rivers, or in mikvehs in the ground, and they weren't heated up. So Chazal, when they gave the issa of Tikkun Mona, they gave it on cold mikvehs. And since they gave a heter, since Chazal gave a heter, since he might be cooling himself off, that was a blanket heter for mikveh. And since that, even if nowadays we have hot mikvehs, not always the issa goes off. Not always the gezeira comes back. Because we look at the original, in a lot of instances, we look at the original Gezerah of Chazal, and was it Kollel or Mikvahs or wasn't it? And since at that time they only had called Mikvahs, since then there was a heter, because he might be calling himself off, that heter can sometimes extend also to a hot mikveh. But the ikka problem of going into a hot mikveh is not because of Tikkun Moneh. The Shulchan Aruch says, also lilchit kol gufoy afile b'mayim shuchmo b'erev Shabbos. There is a new issur called Gzeiras Melchitzoyes. The problem was, in the times of Chazal, which was Melchitzoyes, wasn't mikvahs, in bathhouses, public bathhouses. People didn't have baths at home, and there were public bathhouses. In those times, as nowadays, the bath attendants were doing a business. They had this bathhouse, that bathhouse, each one advertised what all his malice and whatever he has, and each one wanted the business. He had so many clients. Probably they paid after Shabbos with Havloah. It was a business. What happens if something went wrong Friday afternoon or Friday night and the bath was cold? He'd lose his clients. So there were unscrupulous bath attendants who actually heated up water on Shabbos, Chas v'Sholem, and poured it in. Pardon? Yes, but these were Yidden. And these were Yidden doing it. The bath attendants were Yidden. Yes, it's not like now that we were living in Eretz Yisrael. The bath attendants were also Yidden. No, we're not talking about that. Not like nowadays where we have our Polish mikveh attendants. These were Yidden who were running a flourishing business and having bath. And when the from Yidden used to come and say, hey, what happened? The mikveh was cold, yes. How is this mikveh hot? No. We have spare water in case of emergencies, and we use that to heat up the mikveh. And no one could catch them. It looks the same. So, and this was happening, this was a general problem, so Chazal came with a new takona, Rabbi Yisai. Even water which has been heated up on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, is also to tovelin on Shabbos, is to go into a merchitz on Shabbos. That's why it solved that problem. You want to make business, you want to have clients on Shabbos, cold showers. Because they couldn't cope with these unscrupulous bath attendants who were heating up, in case of necessity, when they saw they were losing business, they were heating up the water on Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, and claiming that it was heated up on Erev Shabbos. So there is an issa called Gezeiras Melchitzoyes, which means an issa to go into a hot shower on Shabbos. One may wash. The Ramor claims that one is allowed to wash a single aver. That one is allowed to, but a whole guf one is not allowed to wash on. Not allowed to wash on Shabbos because of these balonim, these bath attendants who used to heat up the mikvah, the showers on Shabbos. So, for that comes the question, how is it possible to go into a hot mikveh on Shabbos? Why is that not considered like a hot shower, which is also al pi Shulchan Aruch? So the first one who permits it, and let's emphasize, the poskim all talk about the tefillah of Friday night of Noshim. That's what the poskim were busy with. That's what the Noidi Bihuda and the Korban Asana and the Chassam Sofer and the Divrei Chaim, that's what they were busy with, tovling on a Friday night. The Shabbos morning tevilah isn't mentioned, isn't discussed. What about tovling Shabbos morning, both the tevilah of Shabbos morning for tevilah skeri, or the Shabbos morning tevilah, which the Arizal says, that Shabbos morning, since it's an elevated kedusha, the Arizal says, just like one tovels Friday afternoon, Mishim kedusha, one should tovel Shabbos morning. Those two tevilahs that we have Shabbos morning, that is not mentioned by the poskim till the last 100 years about tovling in the hot mikveh. And it seems very likely that since tevilah Shabbos morning wasn't so widespread, there weren't any hot mikvehs till 100 years ago for men. If somebody wanted to be a tzaddik and tovel in the mikveh on Shabbos, like they say about the big rebbes, mefreg brechen eyes. They used to break the ice in the rivers in order to tovel. They used to go into cold mikvehs. This attribute, this hanhoga that everyone, lots of people go to mikveh every day on Shabbos and hot mikvehs, and it's very available, seems to be quite a recent, the last 100 years phenomenon, and that's why it's only discussed lately about Shabbos. But Noshim have been going all the years, except about 400 years ago when they completely abstained from going on Shabbos. But the last few 100 years, of course, the Noshim all went Friday night. And that is what the poskim discuss. So the first one to discuss it is the Korban HaSanah, who gives us a blanket heter. Tvila is not called Rechitza. And he says, I've explained it in length in a different place. But here, all he says is, one may immerse oneself, one may tovel oneself in a hot mikveh on Shabbos, because Tvila is not Rechitza. Chazal only gave an effort to wash oneself in a shower, in a merchatz, but not to be tovel oneself, not immerse oneself. That is what the Korban HaSanah says. The one who discusses the Korban HaSanah is the Noida Behuda, and he says, Korban HaSanah, maybe you're right, but you haven't explained yourself. Just said, Tvila is not Rechitza, why not? And the truth is, the Korban HaSanah says, I did explain it in a different place, but we don't have it. And the truth is, the Noida Behuda took a middle-of-the-road approach. He writes, I have warned the bath attendants, the mikveh attendants in my town, to heat up the mikveh a good few hours before Shabbos, in order that when it comes Friday night and the women come to be tovel, it should be lukewarm. I've told them to do it. But I'm afraid that they're not doing it, and I'm not checking them. I've just warned them once, and I'm not moicha. I don't protest. I don't check whether it is actually boiling hot or not, and I don't protest. Since there might be a mokim for the Korban HaSanah to say that Tevila is not Rechitza. So we see that the Noida Behuda took a middle-of-the-road approach. That means, when it was possible, he told the bath attendants, do your best in order that the water should be lukewarm on Shabbos. But afterwards, he says, I don't know whether it is lukewarm on Shabbos, and I'm not checking it, because they might have a halacha digahet a leg to stand on. He didn't see it as an issa gomu, that as being the rov of the town, he has to go and check and give issa. And he gives two reasons, the Noida Behuda gives two reasons why it might be permissible to go to a hot mikveh on Shabbos. One instance, he says, as we remember, he was talking about women toveling Friday night. And that was usually the time when people used to be tovel bizman chazal, at the beginning of night. The whole issa of gezeiras melchitzois, the whole issa of going to a shower, was because of these unscrupulous bath attendants who used to heat up the water on Shabbos. Says the Noida Behuda, that is only applicable in a bathhouse, where they take baths, because one takes a shower, one can take it at 9 o'clock at night, one takes it at 9 o'clock in the morning, one can take it 1 o'clock midday, when a person decides to take himself a hot shower. So then Chazal was scared that they might have heated up the water on Shabbos. But since our tefillah that we have nowadays is only applicable the first hour or the second hour of Friday night, there isn't enough time for a bath attendant to have heated up that water. So on that, Chazal never gave an issa. They only gave an issa to go into a hot bath or a hot mikveh if it was possible to have heated it up on Shabbos. But if the derech is only to tovel in such a time where there is no time to heat it up on Shabbos, on that, Chazal may have not given an issa. Another Heter leniency gives us another reason why it might be possible to be toven and not mikvah on Shabbos, says the Noida Bihuda. The Rashi emphasizes what were they scared of. Rashi emphasizes what were they scared of in the time of Chazal. Rashi says they would have hot baths and they would boil up scalding hot water and pour it into the bath, which would be too hot for a normal person to be tovelin, and then they would pour cold water on it and be mevashel the water, and be mevashel the water, the cold water which is poured into the hot baths. That's what Chazal was scared of. And on that they made the takonda. On a boiling hot bath, which cold water is poured into it, and there is a bishul. Says the Noida Bihuda, that is only in a bath. Because in a bath, you can have a mayim shuvim. So you take an enormous cauldron, an urn, you put it on the fire, you boil it up. And you boil up the cauldron, and then you pour it into the bath, and you have a scalding hot bath, and then you take some cold water, and you make it bearable. But with a mikveh in the time of Chazal, the proper mikveh is not allowed to be mayim shuvim. Has to be rainwater. So how would they have a kosher mikveh? They had a mikveh full of rainwater, and in order to make it bearable and pleasant for people to tovel in, you pour in hot water over it. That means you first have the cold water, and then you pour in the hot water. Says the Noida Bihuda, on that there was no gezeira. The whole gezeira was pouring cold water into hot water, not pouring hot water into a cold mikveh. So another reason why there is no gezeira. Why there is no gezeira. Reb Moshe Feinstein says a very interesting way of looking at it. Usually, we learn what were Chazal afraid of. What were Chazal afraid of when these unscrupulous bath attendants were heating up water on Shabbos? Usually we learn that they were afraid of these bath attendants, that they are being mechalel Shabbos. And Moshe Feinstein says, that was not the problem. Maybe, as we said before, maybe there were some goyish bath attendants. That wasn't. The problem was that we are using a Maaseh Shabbos, which is a separate issa. It's a drabonon of using something that has been done on Shabbos, be'issa, and we are using that. That Moshe Feinstein says, not that we are afraid that we worry about these bath attendants doing a melocha. We are scared of our melocha, that we are using, we are using a Maaseh issa. We are having hanor on Shabbos from something that was forbidden. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, since tovling is a mitzvah, and mitzvah lavli hon is nitnu, so there is no problem doing a mitzvah with something that has been done in issa. It's a very interesting way of looking at it. Not that we were scared about their doing issa. We were scared that we are doing the issa by tovling and having hanor, having pleasure from something that was done on Shabbos be issa. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, with tevila, there is no such problem. So in order to sum up, a hot mikvah on Shabbos, if it's boiling hot, if it's very hot, all care should be taken. One should try and find if there's a lukewarm mikvah somewhere. It's certainly preferable to use it. That means if one is tevilas Ezra, One should try and have a lukewarm mikveh, but if not, if there is only a hot mikveh and one is chayv betvila says, it would seem it's the right thing to use the hot mikveh. If one is tovling on Shabbos not for tvila says, but only because of the arizal, it's not so easy to be matter to go into a hot mikveh. It's preferable to go into a lukewarm mikveh. But if someone insists, there are various poskim, as we have mentioned, who have given reasons why they are. Why one is allowed to go into the gezeira of bathhouses was not given on mikvahs, and so there is mokim to be makel, and the Mishnah Berura concludes that it's mutter b'shas hadchak to rely on those poskim.